now it's time to meet our big brother, big sister of the month. This segment is created in partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and is made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 area locations, open 7 days a week all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com. And today it's our pleasure hello to Jessica listening in Jefferson County, by the way. Jessica, I could not find your request. My apologies. But I'm glad you're tuned in, and feel free to call back if you'd like to make another one. Hello to Eddie Berry and Eddie's little brother, who is Saquon. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you with us. Let me start with you, Saquon. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And what neighborhood do you live in? What community?
I live in a clean, clean, dirty community.
Oh, cool. What school do you go to?
Westwood Elementary.
Excellent. What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth.
And right off the bat, before I forget, we were just talking off the air briefly. You won a contest just a couple months ago. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We had to write about I Have a Dream speech with Dr. Martin Luther King.
Excellent. And your essay was picked as one of the winners. And congratulations. Do you like to write?
Uh-huh.
How come? What kinds of things do you enjoy about writing?
I enjoy cursive, sketching, and bubble letters.
What are bubble letters?
You have to make it like a normal B, mm-hmm. and you have to do over again.
So it kind of explodes. It sort of looks like a bubble when it
uh-huh.
comes up. I've seen letters like that on shirts and sometimes in comic books and stuff. I don't know if there's a good example in this book that I have in front of me here, but I know what you mean. I can't do cursive at all. I've never been good at that. Are there other things you like to draw?
Mm.
No? Well, tell me what it was like meeting Eddie. When did you guys first meet? How long has it been?
We met 1 year, and
And do you remember that first time? Where did you meet?
We met at the Big Sisters Big Brothers program.
And let me bring Eddie into the conversation. Do you remember that first day?
I do. In fact, I brought a picture because today is, in fact, the 1 year anniversary to date when we were matched.
Happy anniversary. Look at you guys. Eddie, you look about the same, but you look like you've grown a little bit from 10 until 11. But 4408. Right on there. Kristen's here with us. How about that?
I know. I was really excited when they agreed to do the program because I knew it was their 1 year anniversary. So I thought that was a great.
This is awesome. Now, does this picture bring back any memories to you, Saquon?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in your family, by the way, before I ask you that?
My mom.
Mm-hmm.
My dad. Cousins. Uncles. Grandmothers and grandfathers.
So you've got a big family. And what was it like to meet Eddie that day? Were you scared or nervous about him?
I was so excited.
How come?
Because I thought my mom said she was going to pick me a big brother. We had to wait, but I was so excited.
Oh, that's good. And how did you feel, Eddie? Have you had a little brother before?
No, this is my first time. I was equally excited. We had sort of a long process when you get matched because Big Brothers Big Sisters is very thorough. And I think I initially applied in December, and it took, you know, a few months for all the screening processes. And I was a little nervous, just nervous that Saquon, you know, maybe might not click with me or may not like me, but we clicked pretty much immediately, and I've had a lot of fun since.
Oh, that's good. What do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney and consultant for an oil and gas company.
Ah, okay.
Down south of the city, so.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad. Have you guys ever gone to work together? That would be, you'd get put to work, probably, if that happened. What kind of things do you like to do together, Saquon?
We like to play games, ghosts, places, and have fun.
Cool. Are there any places you've gone to recently that you really liked?
We went to the Science Center, the museum, to Eddie's house.
Oh, and what's Eddie's house like? What do you think?
We have a dog, a Wii. We play games a lot and have fun.
That's awesome. Do you guys see each other each and every week, or is it more like maybe once or twice a month?
Uh-huh.
That's, like every other week or so.
Yeah. How do you guys keep in touch when you're not seeing each other?
Very good.
And what methods do you use to do that?
We text and call.
Excellent.
He likes to text me at odd hours.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely.
It's good. What's been the biggest surprise to you, Eddie, about having Saquon in your life?
Well, I think he's kind of taught me that, you know, you're never too old or too cool to just have pure, unadulterated fun. You know, just sort of let go of all those inhibitions you have when you're in your, you know, early, mid-20s. You know, you don't want to act like a goofball because you're embarrassed in front of your friends or colleagues. But with Saquon, it's very easy to just get lost in the moment and have a good time no matter what we're doing.
You know, you're using the word unadulterated. I never thought about that word until now, but it kind of is, you know, childlike.
Right, right.
Unadulterated.
Right.
And if you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Wow. So, and you're one of the younger big brothers I think we've had here, in my recollection at least. I don't know if that's true, Kristen, but how nice that you've taken the time to do that. That's terrific. We've had big brothers as old as 70, I know.
Right. We have bigs as young as 21, and again, as old as 70, and really everywhere in between. I would say the majority of our bigs are probably young professionals, you know, out of college, but not yet with a family, and they feel this is the time to give back. So I think Eddie's a great representative of that.
Yeah. Saquon, have you ever done any special projects together to make or build something, or maybe to cook something, or just like something really special? So it's mostly hanging out.
Yeah. We've been to Kennywood and Splash Lagoon and Pirates games, Steelers games. You know, we the dog that I got about a year ago was sort of a joint project. You know, I told Saquon that since he couldn't have a dog, he's a little young for that, I said we'd work on raising a dog together and learn what that was all about.
Saquon, tell me about your dog.
He bites so much and he plays so much. Like whenever he sees me, he like runs around very excited.
I'll bet, because he probably doesn't see you as often as he'd like. What does he look like, or can you describe him?
He's black, and he has white fur on his neck.
What's his name?
Dutch.
Nice, nice. What breed of dog is he?
He's a pound dog. He's a lab, like a lab mix.
Oh, he sounds nice. And yes, those, if he's a puppy, he's chewing a lot.
Yeah,
and
certainly.
Just sort of getting used to things. Hey, Saquon, what do you like to do? You mentioned writing and drawing before. Are there other things that you like?
I like basketball, football, and hockey.
Have you been following the NCAAs?
Yeah.
And so, because it's a big weekend, do you have a pick?
Uh-huh.
Who is it?
It's hockey.
Oh, hockey is your favorite your favorite sport.
I've never been on a hockey team.
You haven't? Have you been to a hockey game though?
Yeah.
I would imagine, because it sounds like Eddie's pretty good at getting tickets for all these things.
Well, Big Brothers Big Sisters is certainly a very good source for a lot of you know, free entertainment for us, which is great.
You know, that's something that's never come up so distinctly. It never occurred to me, but that's one of the nice support aspects of the program, isn't it?
Actually, we get a lot of our tickets from just individual donors, people who have kind feelings towards the organization. They can't use the tickets, so they will call us, and we pass those tickets under our mattress. So if you know anyone or if anyone out there listening ever comes across some tickets they can't use, we would love to pass them along to our matches. We also, there's an organization in Pittsburgh called Tickets for Kids, and we apply to get tickets through them for our matches as well.
Now, one thing I heard Saquon say as we were first talking is that he had to wait a while for a big brother. And there certainly is a shortage of big brothers as well as big sisters. And if you want to get involved, it's not hard to do so, is it?
Oh, not at all. Oh, we have a website, and you can call our phone number. And, you know, we'll be glad to get you started right up.
We'll give you those numbers and the website in a few moments. But it's a great opportunity. And you can also be a couple, you know, if you're a husband and a wife and would like to sort of be both a big brother and big sister at the same time. You can do that as an activity together. And you can also just learn a little bit about the process. You don't have to commit right away. You can understand more about how it's going to go about. And I'm sure, is this something, Eddie, that you contemplated for a while? Or you know, I would imagine most people, I think, would sort of have some false starts about doing this.
Yeah, I, something I wanted to do in college and in grad school, but it's definitely a commitment and a responsibility as well. So I waited until I was you know, financially and otherwise responsible enough to do it. And once I got involved, though, there was really no hesitation. You know, from the moment I met the staff at Big Brothers and you know, did my first portions of the entrance process, I was in and hooked. So,
well, that's good. Now, Saquon, have you thought at all about what you might want to do when you get older?
I might want to be a paleontologist, discover bones.
Cool, like a paleontologist. That sounds like a lot of fun. Did you get that interest from seeing dinosaurs in the museum? That would be a cool field. You'd need to know a lot of math and science, I think, to do stuff like that. That sounds very good. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
If you're listening to this, Mom, I love you.
Excellent. And Eddie, I'll give you the same opportunity.
Sure. Hi, Mom and Dad, and my brother Mike, and my sister Celeste.
Eddie loves you, too.
I love you all, too.
It's wonderful to have you guys here. Now, I brought a pass to the Children's Museum, which you can use today or other days. And there's stuff here that's cool, even for guys your age, Saquon. It's not just for kids. There's a water play area upstairs. And also a really cool exhibit on trees. I also thought that you should each have a radio broadcasting patch.
Oh, thank you very much.
As part of our day. You're very welcome. And you can either put that up on a bulletin board or you can have a sewing project together. I'm thinking Eddie isn't married, so you're doing sewing, right?
And occasionally, all, buttons.
Not that that's always the woman's job, but I know I can't sew very well. And Ricky ends up sewing a lot of my things. Anything else either of you guys would like to say? It's been so terrific to have you here.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And
yeah, thanks for having us. I just would encourage, you know, any young professionals or older professionals with some free time to get involved, especially my fellow males out there, because we surely could use male volunteers and female, of course. But
yeah, and Saquon, I really enjoyed meeting you. It's a lot of fun to talk with you, and I know you're already turning out to be a great person, but I know you're one of those people. Every now and then I meet somebody and I think, I want to see that person again in about 10 years and see what they're like. And I think it'll be a really fun life ahead for you. I can tell just by looking at you. And if you'd like more information about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you can certainly get in touch. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh can be reached at 412-363-6100. Or bbspittsburgh.org. Visit slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon.